Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, August 12th, 2024. Let's start in Bucksport today.
Good morning, Amy. It's Paula Key from Wednesday on Main. And I am very delighted to let everyone know that this coming Wednesday, August the 14th at 5:30 at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport, we're welcoming back Blue Northern Band. They are from MDI. Amazing musicians. They're so talented. They're bluegrass musicians. And they just blew the house down the last time they were here, which I think was pre-COVID. So we're really looking forward to a very good time this coming Wednesday afternoon. Just come. It's by donation, $10 suggested donation. The doors will open at 5 o'clock. And because, as I've said before, we seat max 140 at the Alamo, may it be so. We hope to have a nice full house. Come along and enjoy. It's going to be great. You know, the Alamo is such a great facility. It's handicap accessible. They have lots of nice refreshments, and they have fresh coffee in the reception area there, the lobby, and lots of goodies. So, and it's wonderful. The sound is just so good in the auditorium. So it'll be a really nice event, I think. Be great. Oldfilm.org, and my website is bucksportswednesdayonmain.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram also, so you can find information about us. And these musicians on next Wednesday's program, they're all very, very seasoned musicians. They've been doing this a long time, so they are really, really fine. Very good, very good. So it'll be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Paula Key from Wednesdays on Main. And taking a look back 100 years to what was covered in the Main newspapers on August 12, 1924, across the state they were reporting on a very large seizure of liquor. This was still prohibition that had happened here in Hancock County, actually in Bucksport. Here's how the Lewiston Sun Journal covered it, just some excerpts. Quote, U.S. agents capture 800 gallons, 4 cars, and 6 alleged bootleggers. Biggest liquor seizure in history of state on wharf at Bucksport. Rumboat escapes in darkness as men are caught. Goes on to say, a posse of federal agents seized 800 gallons of alcohol, 3 Packard touring cars, and an REO speedwagon. They really existed. And arrested 6 men on a wharf in town between 10 and 11 o'clock Monday night. That was the previous night. They then list the people who were arrested. 3 of them were from Bangor, 1 was from East Camden, and 1 was from Belfast. Quote, the federal agents had been working on the case for quite a while, but on Monday night, they were driving from Bangor to Bucksport. When the REO speedwagon passed their machine, it appeared to be loaded with empty alcohol cans. They trailed it, and when they came to the point in the road where he swung away from the main road, concealed their car and prepared to await developments. Proceeding on foot, they made their way down the road leading to the wharf, which was about a mile from the main road, and waited. When they felt a sufficient amount of time had elapsed, they proceeded to the wharf. They had gone but a short distance when they met Maloney and Tracy. Each of the men had a club and, as it turned out, automatic pistols. One of the officers slipped behind the two and relieved them of the big German Luger pistols which they had in their pockets. Quickly, the two men were tied up and left with an armed guard over them while the rest of the officers continued to the wharf. Before going into hiding, the officers had visited a farmhouse and secured 2 shotguns and the assistance of the farmer and 2 of his neighbors. Reaching the wharf, the men who were just beginning to load the alcohol into the automobiles were taken completely by surprise. But before the officers could get them all, several of the men succeeded in getting into the woods and escaping. As it was, 6 men were captured, as were the automobiles. End quote. Looking back at what was in the news in Maine 100 years ago today on August 12, 1924, that particular article was from the Lewiston Sun Journal on that day, but most of the newspapers across the state covered that story. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.